Now it's time for our feature story. And this week, Cosmo's at Matt and Tracy Jones' sheep dairying farm near Kirwi in Canterbury. When he got there, Matt was nowhere to be found, but farm manager Juan Cavallotti was getting sheep ready for morning milking.
There is probably in the yard, I would thought, probably around 300, so another 300 already, they were milked already, so they are in the paddock. So, yes, so we are milking around 600 at the moment. And so the flock is mainly East Frisians, right? Which they give the volume of milk. Then the Lacon, they give also the lead down, like a fast lead down when we're milking them.
Now, who is doing the milking down there in the shed?
So at the moment, we have Sam and Gabriel, which are Matt and Tracy Jones' daughters. So they are on school holidays. So, yes, that is a little bit of a holiday for me, having these two girls here. And then, yes, we have Steve, which is a relief milker that comes in the afternoon, because my day is quite busy as we are making cheese, too, on the farm. We have a cheese factory, which we're going to go to have a look soon. And, so for the next 3 weeks, I have these two girls here. I'm still here 5 o'clock in the morning, like any other day, but I focus more in the cheese factory when I have someone milking in the morning, yeah.
Yes. Can we go around and have a closer look to see how the milking process works?
Absolutely. Yep. Come over, please.
I'm just climbing into the yard and through the sheep, hello.
Be careful the steps here.
Yep.
Be careful the coffee cup.
And down into the milking shed. Hello.
Yeah, so this
How's it going?
Sam, and the little one there is Gabriel. Yep.
Hi. So what's happening here? How do you milk a sheep?
Okay, she is quite shy, okay? Yes. Now, so pretty much the process of the milking is like the standard process for any other farm, yeah. Even cows, right? We get the sheep in the morning, we set up the shed, and then we start milking, which is just a normal milking. We do have a 12-a-side herringbone here, so we can milk 24 at the same time, right? In this particular shed, we have milk meters, so each individual animal, they do have an electronic ID, so we record the production twice a day, when we milk them in the morning and when we milk them in the afternoon. So then we know which ones are the best use.
So it's all very high-tech, isn't it?
Yes, for example, this one, we can see her number is 314, and she gave this morning 3.3 liters.
That's pretty good.
Yes, which is good. This one right next to her, 669, she did 1.5 liters so far.
And what's the maximum you find that a sheep can give?
First season, we picked the average. I think it was around 1.2, 1.3 liters.
Yes.
The second season we watched last year was around 1.7. This season we picked 3.2. And we do have animals, they are doing more than 6 litres a day.
Is that because of your breeding program?
The breeding program, yes, exactly. Yes, and as I mentioned before, right, because we do have the milk meters, we can select the best use.
Yes.
And keep breeding out of them. Yes, and then as you can see here, these ones are done.
So you just pulled off the cups?
And then the front feeder lifts up.
And out they go.
That is a rapid exit. I pull the feed for the next load. A little noisy.
The gate opens up.
The gate opens up.
And they just walk in of their own accord?
Yeah.
Do you have to train the sheep to milk well, or do they just do it naturally?
No. The training is actually to make them walk in and to find their way into each individual bale. But once you show them once or twice and they know they have the feed in front of them, everything changes.
It's easy.
Yeah. It's like they've been bred and selected, you know, over the years to have that click in the brain, you know, like, okay, we need to come here. We're going to have feed, we're going to get milked, and we're going to go away.
Now, I've never tried to put cups on a sheep. Could I have a go?
Do you want to try?
Yeah.
Let's, maybe not the whole gauge, because they are a little bit kicky, but you can try this one if you want.
This one here. Okay, yeah. If you
hold the microphones for you. Yeah.
Okay, so I get the...
So you grab these ones.
These two, okay.
These two, we press this bottom here, I will do it for you. And now you need to find the nipples.
Okay. So here we are.
Yeah, you're doing a good job.
Okay.
So now you find the other one, you put it on.
I've got the nipple.
And you put it on.
No, I mean, I've got the teeth.
Yep.
I put it in.
That's it.
The suction's on, and that's it.
All done. Good job. You want to start this afternoon here? We have gloves, aprons, yeah. I can see you already have your gumboots, so yeah, the job is yours.
So, very quick to get through a whole flock.
Yes, it takes going the 600, takes probably three and a half hours, especially with two people that we have now. Sam and Gabriel, yes, it's a lot quicker than when I am by myself.
Yes. Gabriel, what would you like to do once you finish school? Are you keen to become a farmer?
Yeah.
Be honest.
Yeah, but no. Like, half and half. It's got as good as a bed.
Do you get to know some of the sheep?
Yeah, well, the ones that milk a lot, and you like see their number, and then you like see them every day. Yeah, there's some friendly ones as well.
Do you actually drink the sheep's milk as well?
Yeah, I do. Well, it's just more like creamy and more like yum, I guess. Yeah.
How about you, Juan?
Like Gary will say, it's quite creamy, quite. It has like a lot of flavors, right? Sometimes people they get a little bit scared at the first time, you know, like it's gonna taste like sheep, but no, it doesn't. It doesn't. Actually, last year we got the Kirwi school, right? The younger ones, the ones that are around the 5 or 6 year old, the whole class they came here. I pasteurized some milk for them. So I gave them to try, and they were a little bit like, we don't know if we want to try, until one of the kids, they tried a little bit, and he goes like, hey, this tastes like ice cream. All of a sudden, all the kids were in the line just drinking and drinking and drinking, at the point that I have to stop them. I thought to myself, God, maybe they're going to get a sore tummy or something after so much milk. Yes, they absolutely loved it. Yeah.
I'll be honest, I've never tried sheep's milk before.
Never.
Never.
Ah, okay. Yes, we can make that happen. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
We're just moving out of the way now to let Sam and Gabrielle continue milking the sheep. Tell me about your background. Where are you from?
Yes, I am from Uruguay in South America, a very small country between Argentina and Brazil and the Atlantic Ocean. And yes, it's a tiny country. Right? We are only 3.5 million people. Right? Size-wise, it's a little smaller than New Zealand. So I've been here for 11 or 12 years now. Yeah.
How did you end up in New Zealand?
I ended up in New Zealand because I used to work for PTT Horizons over in Uruguay, right? It was called New Zealand Farming Systems Uruguay. And they sent me here for a training for 1 year. Yes, and the thing was, the first day actually I was here, I went to work on farm and I met my actual partner. 12 years later, a couple of kids and now waiting on the plan for the next, I think it's on February.
How exciting.
Yeah, we're getting married. So the last 3 years in New Zealand, I've been working here on this farm, right, with sheep. But before then, I was doing cows, right, doing just normal dairy,
yes, dairy normal
farming.
Normal dairy farming, yeah.
Right, until I got the offer to come here. And for me, it was like coming back to my roots.
How did you get into, you know, what made you become interested in sheep milking?
I have my qualification from Uruguay, which is a university degree that I did there, all about dairy farming and cheese making. So once I finished, I started in the goat industry in Uruguay, right? And my daddy bought a farm and we bought a few sheep and a few goats and we had a few Jersey cows too. So that was a little bit where everything started for myself, right? Milking sheep, cows and goats and making cheese.
Do you prefer working with dairy sheep as opposed to dairy cows?
Yes.
Why?
The answer is yes. One of the things with the cow dairy industry is like, for more than you are a great manager, you just want more fish in the pond. But doing this is something new, right? Despite that people, they've been milking sheep for centuries, especially around the Mediterranean, right? Actually, my family, I am from Uruguay, but my family is Italian. My last name is Cavalotti. They were from the north of Italy, from the Pyrenees, so they used to milk sheep. I do have a very, very, very old Italian cheese-making book, right? That was probably like 100 years ago. That was what the Cavalottis, they used to use over there, yeah, to make the cheese. Back then, they used to make the cheese with raw milk. We pasteurize everything here now, yes, at the moment, and yeah, I'm a big fan of pasteurization.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And that's what you do here, and you are the principal cheese maker on the
yes,
farm.
Yes, I am. Yes, 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 yeah.
And we are standing right beside the cheese-making factory.
Right beside, if you want, we can have a look through the window, because at the moment I have a 500 liters batch being pasteurized. There is a tiny window there.
Oh, there is too. So what can we see in here?
So what we can see here is the pasteurizer. We have a cheese vat. And what you can see there on the table at the back,
yes,
that is a sheep cheese with chives and garlic.
They're quite large blocks, aren't they?
Yes, they are around 10 kilos each. And then we slice it to 120, 150 grams. And that is what is going to be on the market in the next couple of days.
Gosh, yeah. So a lot of things going on.
Yeah, yes, yes, yeah. Last season, we were processing the milk, right, from this farm, so from Kerwi Holdings, and we had one supplier, pretty much like ours. I think he milks around 450, 500 ewes, and he was supplying us with milk. This season, now we are, all of us, we are five.
Five, right? Milking farms.
Exactly, yes, yes, yeah. And all that milk is going to come here to this factory here, and I will be a busy man.
So how much milk will you get from all the different farms?
We think that we're going to pick around the 3,000 litres a day.
Is any of the milk used for drinking?
That is what we're working at the moment, right? With the last things that we need to sort out to start to bottle in milk. The cheese is already done. At the moment, because of the aging, it's going to be Havati and Gaura. But in a couple of months, we're going to start going with all of those ones, with pepper, garlics and chives. We have a chili one.
Have you been doing lots of experimenting?
Yes, I've been experimenting a lot over winter. Over winter, we were making just a few sheep, so I was just making trials and trials and experimenting, experimenting, experimenting.
Oh, how much fun must that be?
Yes, it is, yes, yes, yeah. But we do have another brand, which is Sabel, right? Sabel is a combination of the three names of Matt and Tracy's daughters, so Samantha, Gabriel, and Annabelle. And that is a soap and a skincare products.
And it's all based on milk from this farm?
All based from milk from this farm, yes. And all made in New Zealand. The only thing that is not made in New Zealand is me. Everything else, New Zealand made.
But you are slowly turning into a fully-fledged Kiwi.
Bloody good, mate. Yeah, so this is the Sabel skin product. The hand cream is absolutely beautiful.
Hello.
And here we have Matt Jones.
Matt just arrived. Yep. Hi, Matt, how are you?
Good.
I met two of your daughters just before. They're busy milking the sheep.
Yeah, look, they work most weekends, and certainly in the school holidays, they work a lot more. And I think they enjoy it. They we get the odd grizzle, but as you do. But no, they certainly enjoy getting out and working on the farm.
Oh, it's good to see.
Yeah.
Can you tell me about your background? How and why did you start a sheep dairy farm?
Well, working life was as a shepherd, and always had an affinity with sheep over cows. and her youngest daughter had problems with lactose, with milk, so we were looking around at alternatives and saw sheep as a viable option. So we brought a East Friesian stud, or part of an East Friesian stud, and started breeding some animals.
How long ago was that?
That was in 2011. And so this is our third year of milking, and we're starting to get things right now. The first year there was just us, and then 2 years ago we set up a processing company called Sheep Milk New Zealand, and last year there was two suppliers, ourselves and one other, and then this year there's five suppliers. So we've built this processing facility here on site, and that's showing people a connection with our products and telling that story of where our food and their food is ultimately coming from.
Sheep milk is not that common. I was saying just before, I've never actually drunk any.
Yeah, no, it is new. It's a phenomenal product. It's 68% better for you than bovine. Your body absorbs it so quick compared with bovine. Bovine milk will sit in your gut before it processes. Sheep's milk is absorbed and you're using it. It's got so many more amino acids. You know, it's very close to considered in the family of breast milk, which is very natural to humans.
How amazing that you could hook up with Juan, who brings obviously the farm management and cheese making expertise to the business.
Yeah, no, definitely. I first met Juan probably 15 years ago through a agriculture recruitment company that my wife and I operate. And then soon after that, when he arrived back in New Zealand, he actually hooked up with my niece. So, yeah, it's definitely a family affair.
Oh, you didn't say that.
The truth always comes out there. Yeah. You know, yeah.
The cream always rises, one.
Yes, yeah, always, yeah. Always does, yeah.
You had an open day here at the farm earlier this year. How did that go? Did you have other sorts of farmers coming here wanting to know more?
Yeah, look, we had 300 people turn up. It was interesting, about a third were dairy farmers looking at alternatives, and then 40% or so were cropping farmers, sheep farmers, and then there was a lot of industry people as well just coming to have a look and to see what we're doing. And there's certainly a core group of farmers that are looking at converting over the next 18 months out of that group.
How challenging would it be for, say, a dairy farmer to convert to sheep milking?
Yeah, no, relatively simple. They have the milking facilities there. It's a change of milking setup, but the infrastructure's there. Some more wires on the fence. It's interesting. So from the five suppliers this year, obviously we're one of those suppliers. One supplier's a traditional sheep farmer for all of his life. Another supplier is same, traditional sheep farmer. One's a dairy farm that's now converted to sheep's milk, and the other one has been a pastoral grazing block and leased, and now the owner's taken it back and he's building a rotary on there.
Mm-hmm. For someone to convert to sheep milking, there would have to be some good financial rewards. What makes it worthwhile?
Yeah, no, litres in the vat, milk solids, that's what it's all about, and that's where our focus has really been heavily on our genetics to lift our production, because unless the animal's got the genetic potential to give you the volumes of milk, there's not a lot of point in doing it. And where we're getting to and pushing pretty hard is getting an animal that's doing 80 milk solids in a lactation. We're pushing our lactation curve out to 280, 300 days. And the payout price this year is $14.20 plus a pool payment. So it's pretty attractive per hectare, and the dollars certainly stack up.
How does that compare per hectare to a standard cow dairy operation?
We're certainly up there, if not slightly ahead of our bovine friends. And farmers need returns per hectare and alternatives, because converting to bovine is virtually done. There's not really much more of that happening.
In terms of environmental footprint, how does milking sheep compare to other milking animals?
Oh, look, we're significantly less impact on the environment, and there's studies being done and more being done, and it's certainly well and truly over 50% less impact on the environment than our bovine friends. And at the end of the day, it's a better product.
And the milk and the cheese all comes under your... Is it Jones Family Farm brand?
Yep, no, it's being rolled out as we speak.
Tell me about the bottled milk. What size bottles will the sheep's milk be in, and where will people be able to buy it?
Yeah, so we've gone for a 450ml bottle because we want people to try this product. And the Four Squares, the New Worlds, it'll be in there going into their supermarkets as soon as we start bottling. And we think 450 is a good size, sort of retail around about $5, and people will try it for $5. Yeah, and I don't believe it's going to take many years, and people will buy this in preference because of the goodness of the milk and the benefits to the environment.
What are your bigger goals for the future for this industry?
So we've been working hard on building an infant formula factory based in Ashburton. So that'll be up and running to process infant formula 2023. In the North Island, they've had the benefit of the dryer at Food South, pilot dryer up there, and there's been no facilities in the South Island. So we're changing that. And, you know, there's a lot of interest from around specialist bovine farming, goat, plant-based businesses as well for using the dryer. So it's going to be a toll processing dryer for the whole South Island to use to help them develop their industries.
Is there demand from overseas for infant formula?
Oh, absolutely. The demand for alternative milk products by category is growing at 60% per year on year, and 60% of the Asian population is lactose intolerant. So, yeah, it's a pretty big market, and we've got to maintain that environmental edge and produce a good product to the world.
Matt Jones ending that story from his sheep dairying farm at Kirwee in Canterbury. Cosmo was also talking to farm manager and cheesemaker Juan Cavallotti and Matt's daughter Gabrielle. To find out more, check out the Jones Family Farm website or Facebook page, or you can also go to sheepmilknz.co.nz.